What's good with y'all? It's Vaughn. Prioritizing time over money and trusting the process. Money is something that you can always get back because money is fake. They print money every single day, okay? You can spend $1,000 a day and you can make $2,000 tomorrow. You can always get it back. The one thing that you can never get back is time, okay? Time can buy money, but money can't buy time. With more time, you can make more money. With more money, you can never get back time. I had to learn this the hard way. You know what I'm saying? So many of us do things to save money. We pick the cheaper option that costs us our time instead of going with the option that's more convenient, then we save time. Don't think in terms of trying to save money. Think in terms of trying to save time because you can always get money back. You can never get your time and effort back. I also want to start off by saying that I just dropped my 2Cut University. Go check it out. Go join. We do weekly Zoom calls every day. You get direct messaging from me. We're teaching everything in there from conscious information, healing your trauma, to credit repair, stocks, everything. Really just everything. Like, I'm teaching financial information. I'm teaching business structure information. I'm teaching consciousness information, enlightenment, pretty much everything I teach now, just times 10. And then you join the community. We do Zoom calls in there every week. You know what I'm saying? So check it out. Join it. Let's go. Also, don't think in terms of days and weeks and months. Think in years. Okay? Think long term. Why are you always trying to go so fast with something? You always trying to get rich fast, and that's why you go broke fast. You see what I'm saying? You always trying to gain overnight success. You always trying to gain something so fast, and you always putting yourself on a time schedule. When you don't have to worry about time, okay, and when you use your time efficiently, you won't have to worry about going fast. You won't have to worry about always moving on a time schedule. Right now, your life might not look the way you want it to look. You might want to stay in a mansion. You might want to have $1 million. You might want to be this oh so successful person, right? But you got to understand that you're not ready for that yet, and that's perfectly fine. You're too worried about people that have overnight success, and you're not realizing the only reason why these people have overnight success is because their successes are going to last long. Just as quick as they got it, just as quick as they losing it, okay? The people with overnight success, they out here buying B&Bs, okay? At 11 a.m., hey, they got to get out. We over here building our crib, okay? We actually building a foundation. The reason why your process is taking longer than everybody else is because when it finally reaps, when you finally reap what you sow, when that fruit, when that tree finally bears its fruit, oh, you're going to keep that fruit for a long time. You're going to keep that house for a long time. You see what I'm saying? So this is why you got to go through more than everybody else around you. This is why you got to put it into work more than everybody else. This is why you got to learn more because you don't got overnight success. You got success that's really going to last. This is why we need to value our time. Stop trying to go so fast. Stop trying to, bro, you got all the time in the world. You don't have to be rich at 25, at 22, at 21. Bro, you can get rich at 30, okay? You could become wealthy at 27, 26, 25, 24, okay? But you actually have to put in the foundational steps. If you're 17, 18 right now watching this, do not worry about driving a Lambo when you 19, 20. Bro, you need to worry about right now. Don't even worry about building wealth because this is what you have to understand about building wealth. Knowledge is what builds the wealth, okay? You need to learn skills, okay? Don't worry about getting the money. Don't worry about the result. Money is the result, okay? This is the result, and to every result, to every effect, you have a cause. So many of people in the world are worried about the result, okay? You're worried about getting rich. You're worried about having all these cribs, having all these cars. You're worried about having all this materialistic. You're worried about having this success. But you're forgetting the most important critical part. You're forgetting what's going to cause that. See, if you just focus on the cause, you don't have to worry about the result because the cause is just going to make the result. Don't worry about getting the $1 billion. Learn the cause of the $1 billion. What I'm saying is provide value. If you want to become wealthy in life, it's as simple as this. You need to provide value to people. You need to build yourself up. You want to be a millionaire, but you don't even have the skills and the knowledge of a millionaire. You don't even move like a millionaire. I'm not talking about walking and talking like one. I'm talking about you don't even have the practices of one, okay? Learn the foundational skills and you will have success. That's why I feel like it always comes back to being grateful. Because what is rich? What is wealthy? You mad because you don't got $1 million? Like, you feel some type of way because you don't make $200,000 a year, $100,000 a year? Like, understand that it's levels to things. Let's say if you're 20 right now watching this, or you're 21, bro, if you're making $4,000 a month, be grateful that you're making $4,000 a month. It's some people that's not even making $3,000, $2,000 a month. If next year you go from $4,000 a month to now you're making about $6,000-$7,000 a month, bro, be grateful for that. Yeah, you might not be making $30,000 a month. Bro, remember the time when you wasn't, this is what you got to always remember. Always stay grounded. Remember a time, go back to a point in time in your life when you wasn't making no money at all. Okay, yeah, you got that new Toyota Camry, but you actually want the new Benz and you want the new Audi. Bro, remember when you used to take the bus? Remember when you were still asking your mama for rides? You see what I'm saying? Like, you got to be grateful as the journey goes on, okay? Stop trying to skip steps with it. It's like you're climbing Mount Everest and you're trying to skip, like, the actual steps. You're trying to just go straight to the top. Like, oh, yeah, I'm a millionaire. Oh, I'm on the way to be a billionaire. Like, what are you talking about? When it comes to making money, bro, be grateful for what the money that you're making right now, okay? If you're making four bands a month, don't just try to go straight to, oh, now I'm going to make 100 bands a month. Like, bro, take your time, okay? Go from four bands a month to 6-7 bands. Then scale that to 10 bands a month. Then scale that to about 20-30. And then keep building. This is what you got to understand, especially when it comes to life, period. But especially when it comes to business, scale your business. I'll give you an example, right? My herbal supplement company business. This is the only herb that I have at the time of this recording, okay? By the time you're seeing this recording, I might have more herbs, okay? Link in the bio. My business right now, I debuted this in March 2023. So it's been 6 months since it debuted. In total revenue, we have made $100,000 in total revenue, okay? That seems like a lot of money. People will be like, oh, congrats, Devon, you made like $100,000, you know what I'm saying? Just in revenue. We're not talking about profit. We're just talking about revenue, total revenue, $100,000. Oh, shoot, you just scaled it to $100,000. That's cool. Bro, I'm focused on, okay, how can I take my herbal company to scale to $1 million? By next year, August 2024. I'm not worried about, how can I get $1 million in my pocket? How can I scale my business to $1 million? How do I do that? I provide more value to people. And I provide more value to people by giving people better herbs, okay? Giving people things that's going to heal their problems, okay? Giving them information on not only how to heal themselves with herbs, how to heal themselves through healthy eating. Right now, I'm 20 years old and I make about $6,000 to $7,000 a month. Am I in a rush to, oh, I need to hurry up and make 20 bands a month. I need to go to make $100,000 a month. Slow down, okay? It's okay. I'm 20 years old. I'm not worried about making that much money right now, okay? I'm grateful for the money that I'm making right now. How many 20-year-olds can confidently say, yeah, bro, I make $6,000 to $7,000 a month? Like, not a lot of 20-year-olds can do that. It's not a lot of 20-year-olds even making $4,000 a month, okay? It's so many 20-year-olds out here still staying with their peoples, not making no money, okay? So I said that to say this. My mindset with it, just even within my own world, yo, guess what? By 21, I'll be making $10,000 a month. That's perfectly fine. I'm okay with that. Yo, by 22, 23, hopefully I'm making more than $10,000 a month. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not in the mode of, oh yeah, by the end of December, I need to be making $10,000 a month. Bro, calm down and be grateful, okay? Be grateful for the amount of money you're having. Last year, bro, I wasn't making nowhere near no damn $6,000 to $7,000 a month, okay? Last year, bro, I'm not gonna lie. I just had straight illegal income last year around this time. So if I was getting any big money, it was doing illegal things. The only legal money I was ever making was maybe like $500-$600 a month. Okay, so legal-wise, okay, we're not gonna talk about illegal. Illegal-wise, $500-$600 a month. I literally can go to police right now. I could go to anybody right now. Yo, I make $6,000 to $7,000 a month legally. I can show all my bank statements, everything. I don't have to worry about looking behind my back for nothing. I don't have to worry about none of that. Even so many dudes in the streets are just wanting to get rich fast, okay? This is why a lot of dudes is in the streets. I'm going to be real with you. Dudes in the streets don't want to take the time out and really become businessmen and really learn information. They don't want to sit down and read books. They don't want to watch courses on how to make money. They just, you know what? Nah, bro, I just like fast money. Yeah, I just like fast money. I'm going to just go sell this weed real quick. I'm going to go sell this lean real quick. Yeah, bro, I'm going to go hit these licks real quick. I just want to come up fast. Hey, bro, hey, he got 100 bands in his career. Hey, let's do it. Yo, bro, I'm just trying to hit that 100 band lick. I'm trying to hit that 100 band. And jug. They always so focused on getting rich quick that they not understanding they gonna go broke just as quick. You see what I'm saying? Don't focus on getting rich quick, okay? Focus on taking your time and learning skills and building the foundation that will make you wealthy, okay? Don't focus on getting the money. Focus on becoming the person that deserves the money. Let me say that again. Don't focus on getting money. Focus on becoming the person that deserves the money. Hey, hey! I'm so grateful that 2-3 years ago, I didn't mess around and win the lottery, okay? I'm so grateful that I didn't get blessed with $1 million, $10 million. I'm so grateful because I wasn't ready for that. See, you think that whatever you want right now, you're ready for it in the current moment. If you was ready for whatever you was destined for in the current moment, if you was ready for that $1 million and that $1 billion that you want so bad, guess what? You would have had it right now in the current moment. It's okay. You're not ready for that yet. You got more to learn, okay? It could be you got more businesses to learn. You got more investments to learn. You got more things internally that you need to learn about yourself before you get all that money. Because understand it like this, right? I'm grateful that I've hit that love vibration to the point to where it's like I love myself truly. I'm grateful I didn't get money when I didn't love myself, because right now the money would have been distracting me, okay? It would have took my eyes off of what was greater, what was better than that money. It's about changing the world and not changing people. Nah, it's about changing my world. And I'm just going to project how I feel on the inside to everybody else. See, everybody's so focused. You can't be focused on changing the world, because at the end of the day, you can't change the world. You just change your own world and your own perspective, okay? And through changing your own world and own perspective, you will make the external world better, because now you're just a light being, aka a person on that love vibration that's giving love and value to the world. Use your time more efficiently, okay? Because that's the one thing that we can never get back. I'm going to give y'all something, right? Become the biggest student in life. The greatest student in life will become the greatest master of life, okay? If you want to be financially successful, if you want to be successful in general, if you want to just learn how to love yourself, keyword, learn, okay? You have to be focused on learning, okay? Read books, okay? Learn from other people around you. Watch podcasts like this. Always continuously learn things. Don't ever feel like, oh, I know enough. You never know anything, okay? Always learn from the next person, because even if you are smarter than another person, that person probably knows something that you don't know, and you can always learn from that person. And another thing is, trust the process. When it is meant to happen, it will happen, okay? Right now, you probably had something happen in your life, and you were just disappointed about it, and it made you upset. You wanted, let's say you maybe wanted to get this new car, you wanted to get this new crib, and you didn't get this new car, you didn't get this new crib. Something happened, your check didn't come in. It was just some BS, and you think like, oh, okay, my world is falling apart. I really wanted to get this. And you think right now your world is falling apart. You think your life is bad because you didn't get what you want. At the end of the day, you're not actually unhappy, bro. You just didn't get what you wanted. You see what I'm saying? And now you're upset with life, but you're not realizing that, bro, it's people out here, though, that's like, bro, they don't even have a phone to watch this podcast. It's people out here that don't even got toilets. Do y'all know a good majority of the world don't even have toilets to pee in? Like, do y'all understand that? So that's why it always goes back to being grateful and staying grounded and understanding that you have to trust the process with everything. Right now, if it's meant for you to have something, then it is meant for you to have that specific thing. Right now, you want that new car. That's what you really want. You want to drive that new car. You want that new car. It's not meant for you to have that new car right now. The divine has a better plan in store for you, and you can't just see it right now. It is what it is. It's okay. Let me tell y'all a quick little story. You know what I'm saying? Recently, you know what I'm saying? A couple days ago, I drove all the way to Canada, okay? Now, for y'all that know me, I'm from North Carolina. So going to Canada is about a 13-hour drive. Now, the reason why I did that is because I wanted to go pick up my girlfriend and also meet her peoples. You know what I'm saying? So I did it for two reasons. One, I did it just for the reason I told you. And then the second reason I did it, I was like, you know what? Hey, you only live once. Why not drive to Canada? I'm going to drive to Canada just to say I drive to Canada. I can get a plane ticket there and back. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Why not save some money? Why not save some money and just drive to Canada, right? That was my mindset. This is why I tell people, you can't do things to save money, because you got to understand how your manifestation works. If you're really a wealthy person, you know what I'm saying? You truly believe that in the current moment. Why are you doing something to save money? Okay, wealthy people don't save money. They save time. So I ended up driving there, right? Boom. Did a whole 13-hour drive. Got there. Boom. Meet the peoples. It was a cool little time. You know what I'm saying? I stayed there for a day. Boom. Then I try to bring her over the border, right? Now, this is where I messed up at. I wasn't aware of, you know what I'm saying, the border laws or whatever. And pretty much she tried to stay for too long. So then when she tried to stay for too long, it was pretty much a red flag. Long story short, they denied her entry to the border. Okay, they denied her entry. And then they said, yo, you know what I'm saying? She can still come back. It's not like she's banned. It's just like she tried to stay for too long. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got to chill. It's pretty much what the officers were saying. Cool. So I had to drive her all the way back to her crib. And then I left in the morning. Reason why I left in the morning, because I had to handle business the next day. Okay, I had to do something with my court cases, whatever. I had to handle business the next day. So anyway, I ended up driving back home, okay? Now, mind you, even when I drove back home, I was by, y'all know, the Buffalo border. That's where I was at. I was in the Buffalo border. I got to the Buffalo border around like 4 p.m. I was in line till 7 p.m. I didn't get home until 9 a.m. because I had to end up sleeping in the car and everything because I was swerving on the road. I was tired. So I said all that to say this, right? I literally wasted over 30 hours. I wasted over 30 hours of me going to see her all together with me coming back, okay? And I did all that for no reason. Yes, I met her peoples. That was good at least. But I could have just got a plane ticket and saved way more time. So right there, that moment drilled into my head, yo, I'm not doing things to save money no more. I got too much money to be trying to save money, okay? Use your money to invest in your time, okay? All that would have been avoided, and my girl probably would have been here right now if I would have just simply got a plane ticket and then got us a plane ticket back. All this would have been simply avoided, but I wanted to do it for the experience, and I also wanted to do it to save money. Now, am I regretting what I did? Definitely don't regret, because if I never would have drove down there, if I never would have had that experience, I never would even got the idea of this. I never would have even got this drilled into my head to, nah, prioritize time. Because like I said in the beginning, you can never get time back. I can never get those 30 hours back. It was probably more than 30 hours. I can never get that time back. That's gone forever. You see what I'm saying? Because that's one thing about it. You can say time is fake. You can say money is fake. At the end of the day, that sun go up and that sun come down every single day. When you start doing things to specifically save money, now you start taking the matrix too seriously. And now you pay for it. And what? You pay for it in time. Okay? And look, I'm not saying blow your money on things that you don't need. I'm not saying no. When you make an investment, okay, do not think, oh, is this going to save me more money? Is this going to save me time? Okay, it is about the time, okay? Because at the end of the day, with more time, you can make more money. Bro, with more money, you can never make more time. So don't be scared to swipe that card and save your time. Be scared to spend that bag and save some time, okay? At the end of the day, you can always get more money back. You can never get time back ever again. Like, don't be like, what's bro name, bro? Don't be like Tyrone. I can't even remember, but his name, it's the dad from Everybody Hates Chris. Don't be like him, okay? You start getting into this loop of saving money. I gotta save money. You too worried about saving money instead of just making money, okay? At the end of the day, yes, practice good money management. Don't spend money on stupid things that you don't need, okay? When you make investments, think in terms of, will this investment make me more money? Or is this an investment that will make me healthier? Or will this investment save me more time? That's the three things you got to think when it comes to when you spend something. Is it going to make me more money? Is it going to make me healthier? Or is this investment going to help me save more time? If you need to save anything, then you need to save time. Money, you don't need to save. If you can get it back, this is what I have to tell. This is what y'all need to understand. If you can get an abundance amount of it, if you can always get it back, then you don't need to save it, man. Just throw it out. You know what I'm saying? You can always get it back. But don't throw it out to the wrong things, okay? Time, you can never get that back. So that's something that you want to save. Understand this. When it comes to prioritizing time, like I said in the beginning, don't go too fast with things, okay? That was one of the problems I had in my life as well, too. I used to always try to do things so fast. I want to get rich fast. I want to become smart fast. I want to gain new knowledge fast. Like, I was so focused on doing things so fast that when you're doing things so fast, you got to understand, like, life is not a track race. Life is a marathon, okay? You don't have to do things fast. Take your time with it. Actually learn, okay? Even the little things, like when I was setting up this podcast, right? I was setting up my mic. I was setting up my camera. I was trying to do it so fast. I was trying to plug it in. I was like, hold on, bro, you got to chill. Like, bro, just plug the mic in. Cool. Take your time. Put the camera up. Boom. Plug it in. Take your time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to go so fast with everything. And I feel like that's so important when it can come to raising your vibration as well. It's kind of like practicing being mindfulness. When you meditate, people meditate to slow time down, okay, to get more in that Zen mode. Like, sometimes you just got to slow everything down, okay, so you can be more aware. When you slow things down, you become more aware, and this allows you to learn more. So, yeah, I'm going to leave it off with this. Take your time, okay? Specifically to you, I'm talking to you, whoever is watching this right now. Take your time. You don't have to be in a rush. Stop looking at everybody's chapter 20, chapter 30. You looking at all these dudes on social media with all these millions of dollars. Bro, they putting the work to get all that, okay? You're just starting. And if you just started 2 years ago, you're still just starting. You don't have to become rich overnight, okay? You don't have to do things overnight. Think in terms of years, okay? Don't think in terms of days and months and, oh, I'm going to get rich now. No. take your time and enjoy the journey. Fall in love with the journey. When you fall in love with the journey, you stop caring about the result. It's not even about if you get $1 million, man. I'm grateful to be getting up every day and breathing. I'm grateful to be getting up and just learning new things. This is fun. It's fun making money. I don't even care about making money because y'all know me. I'm not materialistic or none of that. It's like, bro, it's just fun making money. Why not make money? Like, so many people try to demonize making money. It's like, okay, why not make money? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's so wrong with making money? I feel like your intention in making money is what makes making money good or bad. If you're making money by poisoning your community, okay, then that's bad in my eyes. If you're making money by helping your community, actually providing value to people, then I feel like you deserve money. Like, if you make a school, aka 2K University, if you make a school for people where they can learn knowledge on health, they can learn knowledge on finances, they can learn knowledge on self-improvement and everything, I feel like you deserve to get paid for that. You see what I'm saying? Because you provide value to people. So all in all, focus on value, okay? Don't focus on the result. Focus on providing value to people. If you're trying to get more money in your life, if you're trying to become more financially stable, think, okay, not in terms of how can I get more money? How can I get more green in my pocket? What can I do and what can I provide to people? Like, what? How can I provide more to people? When you have that mindset of how can I provide more to people? How can I help people? Like, in what ways can I provide to people? What value can I provide to people? How can I gain more value to provide to people? Bro, you're gonna always have money, okay? Because if you have $1 billion information, because I'm gonna be real, bro, it's gonna be hard to get $1 billion if you don't have $1 billion information. Let me say that again. It's gonna be hard to get $1 billion if you don't have $1 billion information. You see what I'm saying? So focus on self-improving yourself. Focus on building yourself. Focus on learning, okay? This is what you need to be focused on. Okay, it's not about being a teacher. It's about being a student. The best teachers are the best students. And once again, take your time and put in the foundational steps to get you to where you want to go, okay? You don't have to take big steps. You don't have to, bro, you can take baby steps, okay? And then you can up it at your own pace. But at the end of the day, make sure that you're stepping. But yeah, this was a quick podcast. Just wanted to get some things off my mind. You know what I'm saying? Always prioritize your time over money. Because once again, you can always get money back. You can never get time back. And trust the process. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen next month. It might not happen in a couple months. It is what it is. At least you're putting in the foundational steps. So when it does finally happen, and then you gotta think about it like this. Once you put in the work for years, it's like when you finally reap what you sow, when you finally reap that fruit off that tree, oh my gosh, bro, it's like you're gonna feel heaven on earth. Like, this is why you need to put in the work. Yeah, that's what I wanted to leave it off on. Right now I'm in the middle, you know what I'm saying? This is the last time, hey, say goodbye to the setup. This is the last time y'all will see this setup, okay? I'm moving to my new house in Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm moving to my new house in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, but hold on, though. I'm still an NC, baby. I'm just moving to Atlanta real quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be back. You know what I'm saying? But right now, we just going to be in Atlanta with it. But yeah, so I'm moving to Atlanta, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? I got to pack up all my stuff. I'm literally leaving like in a couple days. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm actually leaving in a week. I'm finna literally in a couple days go drive to Miami. Okay, then after I leave Miami, I'm going to Costa Rica. And then after that, I'm going straight to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? So I got some things on the way. You know what I'm saying? Still working, still making music. You know what I'm saying? Coming out with some new supplements and everything. Got some new books coming. Once again, I told you I just dropped my school. For the ones that are on the Patreon, okay, that join my Patreon, the school is literally Patreon, but times 10. And now you can directly text me at any time. We're doing Zoom calls once a week. And it's full of new and more information. And then all the videos that's on Patreon are going to be on the school. So don't think like, oh, it's going to be two separate different type of videos. I'm not adding no new videos to Patreon. But the videos that are already on Patreon will all be on the school. But yeah, I appreciate everybody that support me. And hey, man, don't just support me. Support your family. Support your brothers. Support the people that's around you, okay? You know what I'm saying? If you on Instagram all day and you looking at people, they posting their dreams or whatever, and they a rapper, hey, man, slide up and give them support. You know what I'm saying? Like their pictures. Like what they got going on. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know. I just had to say that off the dome real quick, because a lot of people will be on social media and they won't use social media to be social with other people and network with other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, man. But yeah, that's all I got to really say. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all. Let's get it. Hey, hey!